Well, the traditional themes of Advent we find on our Advent wreath, and we celebrate and recognize those during these four Sundays. We're reminded of the hope and the peace and the joy and the love that we experience as Christians. And these themes, these ideals, form the four basic themes of Advent. They are the cornerstones of these four Sundays. They are truly what this season is all about. But this morning, as we read these two texts, I invite you to think with me about an additional theme of Advent that is so important. In these two texts this morning, we read about Mary and Joseph, who are the first two people to ever experience the journey of Advent. As we read about their experiences, one of the most amazing aspects of their incredible Advent journey is the amount of obedience demonstrated by Mary and Joseph. Both individuals were faithfully obedient to God. And the reality is that without their obedience, that first Christmas would have been so much different. Let's start with Mary. The Gospel of Luke tells us that Mary was a young woman who was living in Nazareth. Nazareth was a small, obscure village that was nestled in the hill country of Palestine. There was nothing whatsoever special about Nazareth. It actually had very little to offer compared to Rome or Athens or even Jerusalem in its day. Nazareth would have been a dull, boring place to live. Nothing exciting ever happened in Nazareth. Well, Mary was a simple, ordinary young woman living in this ordinary, dull little village. We have no indication whatsoever from Scripture about any characteristics or traits that set Mary apart from any of the other young women living in this village. But in the heart of God, in the heart of God, Mary was special. How do we know this? Well, the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." I wonder, what was it about Mary that made her so special in the eyes of God? We aren't told specifically in Scripture, but certainly one significant thing about Mary stood out to God, and that is God knew that she would be obedient. God knew that somehow this ordinary young woman living in an ordinary village would remain obedient to God's plan for her life, even when she didn't understand everything that was happening or know why it was happening. Now, we also know as we read the scripture passage from Luke that Mary was a virgin. She kept her body pure and holy. And Mary heard from the angel Gabriel what would happen to her, but when she heard this news, Mary had no idea how this was going to happen. After all, how could she possibly give birth to a child? It didn't make any sense to her. In fact, when she heard this news, she was so confused, she asked what is a very logical, expected question in verse 34. "How will this be?" she says. "I don't understand it." In other words, what she says is, "This seems impossible to me." Well, the only answer she is given from the angel Gabriel is, "Nothing is impossible with God." And it was then, and only with those words spoken by Gabriel, it was then that Mary demonstrated her incredible obedience. She responded to Gabriel with what may be the most obedient phrase ever spoken or recorded in the Bible. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Now that's obedience. Through those amazing simple words, Mary demonstrated the very heart of obedience through her faith. Faith that God can take what seems impossible and make it possible. You see, Mary didn't demand an explanation. She didn't complain to the angel Gabriel about insufficient information. She didn't even talk about how difficult this was going to be for her. Scripture says she simply obeyed. I wonder, have you ever felt like God wanted you to do something for Him, but your rational, logical mind talked you out of it? Have you ever felt prompted by God's Spirit to do something, but your mind said, no, don't do that. You can't do it. Maybe you felt like you were called to start a new ministry. Maybe you felt like God was prompting you to lead a certain class or a group. Maybe you felt like God wanted you to go on a mission trip. Or maybe you felt God's prompting that you should give something to the church or offer something in a way of service to the church. But your mind kept saying to you, don't do it. You don't have the personality. You don't have the ability. You don't have the courage. Stop it. Don't do that. You're going to end up failing and you're going to look foolish. Your mind, your rational, logical mind talked you out of doing what you knew in your heart God wanted you to do. You see, from Mary, here's what we learn. Obedience is our duty. Obedience is our responsibility to God. You know, in our society today, words like obedience and duty and responsibility, these are not very popular words. We in our society today would much more prefer to talk about freedom. We would like to talk about personal rights. We want to focus on our privileges. But according to Mary, and according to the Gospel of Luke, and according to the entire Christmas story, obedience is essential to our faith. In fact, think of it this way. If we only obey God when we want to do that same thing anyway, if we only obey God when it is convenient for us to do so, if we only obey God when it makes logical or rational sense in our mind, then are we really trusting God? If we are obedient only when we decide it is in our best interest to be obedient, then aren't we really saying, God, I'm not sure I trust you. I trust myself, but I'm not sure I trust you. One person said to me, I choose to place my trust in a God whose plan does not require my approval. That's obedience. Mary was obedient to God even when she didn't fully understand all the what ifs or the whys or the hows of how God would accomplish this plan. Well, and then there's Joseph. Joseph, we are told, was also an ordinary person. He too was living in this rather ordinary village called Nazareth. And as far as we know from the Gospel of Matthew, there was nothing that made Joseph exceptional or different. But God recognized Joseph's character and his faith, for God knew, like Mary, that Joseph would also be obedient. Now, when Joseph learned that Mary was pregnant, don't you know, that must have been devastating news for him. His immediate assumption would have been the same assumption that anybody in that situation would make. They would begin to think Mary had been unfaithful. No one in their right mind in that situation would ever think, well, I'm sure this must be some miracle from God, right? Nobody would think that. Mary had been unfaithful. It was clear. She had cheated. She had been unfaithful to the committed relationship they had made to each other. And according to the law, Joseph had two very clear options. The first option was this. He could divorce Mary publicly in the courts and shame her in the courts and shame her in the community. Now, this option would have been the most commonly selected option in this situation in this period of time. Or his second option would be that Joseph could put her away secretly by means of a private divorce. No public humiliation, no societal embarrassment, just a quiet decision to go their separate ways. Joseph chose door number two. He opted for a very quiet separation. And the very fact that he would choose that option says to us a lot about his character. It says to us about how much he loved Mary. Even in his own hurt and pain, Joseph was thinking about Mary, her feelings, and her welfare. So he decides to put her away secretly. But just before he can do so, the angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream and tells Joseph that Mary's pregnancy was not due to any unfaithfulness on her part, but rather God did this through the Holy Spirit. The angel told Joseph that he should take Mary as his wife. Why? Because that's what God wanted him to do. That was God's plan. And just like with Mary, it was when the angel said to Joseph, God wants you to do this, that Joseph responds with this incredible obedience. We are told in verse 24 of chapter 1 in Matthew's gospel, when Joseph woke up from his encounter with the angel, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do, and he took Mary as his wife. Let that sink in. Think about what he did. He did not say, God, why would you ask me to do such a thing? He did not say, what will people think of me? How will I explain this situation to my family and friends? He didn't say, how am I going to face the community when they know what has happened? No, he simply did what God wanted him to do. That had to be a tough decision for Joseph. Can't you imagine his family and his friends coming to him saying, Joseph, are you sure you really want to marry her? I mean, think about what she's done to you. And what's he to say? He can't explain what's happened. No one would believe him when he said, an angel told me this was God's doing. This was a difficult decision for him. And like Mary, Joseph reminds us, obedience is rarely easy or convenient. Obedience is rarely easy or convenient. Conflict, struggle, tension, these things often go hand in hand with obedience. Being obedient to God and to God's will is not as simple as following some prescriptive plan. Rather, obedience is an attitude of the heart. Obedience is when we say, I'm going to follow God. Despite the conflict, despite the difficulties of my decision, I am going to follow God. Joseph's obedience is such a refreshing testimony to all of us who have or maybe are currently going through the stress of conflict. You know, sometimes in life we are caught in the middle of what feels like to us a tug of war. We are being pulled one way and then another. There's a decision that has to be made. There's a crossroad that we have to decide which way to go. And we feel in our hearts that God wants us to go one way, but everything and everyone around us tells us the easier way to go is the opposite way. And taking those first steps in the way that God wants us to go is often so frightening and so difficult. But Joseph teaches us that obedience is not something that simply happens. Instead, obedience requires us making tough decisions and then acting on those decisions. Obedience can be difficult. It can even be messy. But obedience means that we take a stand and we act on it. Joseph was obedient to God even in the midst of times of conflict and struggle. Well, you know, when we put these things together, there's one more thing that we recognize about Mary and Joseph when we combine the two of them together. And that is, they were obedient to God despite the influence from other people. You know, society, our community, Sometimes even our families and our friends, they can exert powerful influences over how we make decisions in our lives. Sometimes we often find ourselves worrying when we're faced with that decision, well, what will people think? How will others respond to my decision or my actions? And in fact, these thoughts can be so powerful and so strong that they can actually hinder us from following God's plan for our lives. But think about what we have read this morning in this way. Think about it this way. If Mary and Joseph had waited for the approval of their neighbors, their friends, and even their family, you know what? They never would have taken the first steps toward being obedient to God. If Mary and Joseph had depended on the approval of other people, those around them, they never would have traveled that long and lonely road that led to Bethlehem. If Mary and Joseph lived their lives dependent on the thoughts and opinions of other people, here's what would have happened. Joseph would have quietly separated from Mary, and he would have found another young woman in Nazareth to get married to. And Mary would have been an unwed mother, probably living the rest of her life with family and friends who would care for her and her child. Now, here's the key. The first Christmas as we know it would have never occurred in Bethlehem if Mary and Joseph looked for the approval of other people in their lives in order to do what they knew God wanted them to do. Isn't that astounding? The Christmas story as we know it would not have happened in this way if Mary and Joseph had not been faithfully obedient to God. This story is about so much, but think about Mary and Joseph. They willingly accepted the embarrassment of the village people who spread horrible rumors and counted the months from the time when the child was born back to when they had actually gotten married. Mary lived her life with the harsh stares and glances that incorrectly shouted, "You are an unfaithful, immoral woman." Joseph accepted the ridicule of being the object of jokes because he was willing to marry such an immoral woman. Mary and Joseph accepted all of this as their lot in life. Why, we might ask? It's this simple. Because they were obedient to God. They were willing to move against society, against the expectations of others in order to be obedient. Of all the themes of Christmas, obedience is central. It is crucial. This Christmas story is about two young people who were faithfully obedient to God regardless of the consequences. They were faithfully obedient to God through difficult circumstances, through insufficient information, through conflicting feelings, and even under the intense pressure from society and family and friends. In part, this first Christmas is a story of Mary and Joseph and their faithful obedience to God. So here are the questions. What about us? What about you? What is God asking of you? Is there something that you know God has been wanting from you, but you just haven't taken the first steps down the journey that leads on the path to God's plan for your life? Is there a certain act of kindness or mercy or forgiveness or love that God has wanted you to act upon, but to date you have been reluctant? What has God wanted from you? Is there some way that you need to be obedient to God? Maybe on this first Sunday of Advent, that should be our prayer. On this first Sunday of Advent, as we look expectantly toward Christmas Day, maybe our prayer can be this: God, what do you want from me? God, how can I be obedient? As we begin our Advent journey, let Mary and Joseph inspire you. Let them challenge you. Allow this young couple to give you courage and faith during the Advent season. For hope and peace and joy and love, these are indeed the gifts of Christmas. But Mary and Joseph remind us these gifts only come through our faithful obedience to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, what a challenge we have today from two young people who committed their lives to you, Mary and Joseph. God, thank you for their witness, for their testimony, and for their faithful obedience that makes Christmas what it is for us this day. Lord, we pray that you would also find within us the courage and the strength to have that same kind of faithful obedience. So lead us and guide us as we seek to be obedient to you. For Lord, it is in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen.